Now we'll turn to some news items. On the entertainment front, we find that a Norwich veteran has won the TV show Britain's Got Talent, and the nominations for the Norfolk Arts Awards are published. There are plenty of festivals too, with a children's book festival and a preview of the Norwich Cathedral Open Air Theatre.
Norwich veteran Colin Thackeray is saluting success after becoming the oldest singer ever to sign a record deal after winning Britain's Got Talent. Chelsea pensioner Colin Thackeray, who previously lived in Thorpe St Andrews, has made history and signed his first record deal with Decca Records at the age of 89. He signed the deal on the roof of the Decca Records London headquarters in King's Cross, wearing his distinctive red uniform. Mr. Thackeray said, "This is indeed a surprise and an honour and completely unexpected. I would like to thank my family for their continued support and to the crew of Britain's Got Talent for looking after me." Mr. Thackeray's debut album will be released on August the 30th to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War on September the 3rd. Mr. Thackeray, who is a Korean War veteran, wowed judges in the final with his rendition of Love Changes Everything alongside fellow Chelsea pensioners. He was awarded £250,000 prize money with plans to donate some to charity, and he has secured a slot at the Royal Variety Performance.
The nominees for this year's Norfolk Arts Awards have been revealed, which celebrates the county's cultural champions and celebrates everything from diversity to dance. The event, organised by Stash Kirkbride and Peter Beck, will take place at St George's Theatre in Great Yarmouth on October the 18th and is part of the Hostry Festival, which is an autumn festival of arts. The full programme for the festival, which is now in its ninth year, is set to be released on July the 18th, and details of how to vote in the People's Choice Awards, which includes large organisation, small organisation and individual, will be released in August. On the awards move from Norwich Cathedral to St George's Theatre, Stash Kirkbride said, "There will be more seats available to the general public, more live entertainment and, importantly, engagement with people and projects from Great Yarmouth and the surrounding area." The Hostry Festival's inclusive project, Total Ensemble Theatre Company, will be delivering workshops at St George's over the summer and autumn, culminating in a specifically devised movement theatre piece at the awards.
Hundreds of students from 25 schools in Norfolk were welcomed to the Norwich School in Cathedral Close to celebrate the 7th Norfolk Children's Book Festival. This year's festival included a range of speakers who brought up important topics including dyslexia, autism and bullying, as well as the power of reading and writing creatively. Authors Jane Elson, Barley Rye and Dave Rudden welcomed the 750 students with talks and readings, and in the afternoon the pupils joined in workshops on performance poetry with poet Matt Windle, illustration with Woodrow Phoenix, and creative writing with Norwich School English teacher and author Eleanor Wasserberg. After time to browse through a book selection from Gerald Books and the Education Library Service, the winners of the creative writing competition were announced. Eleanor Barnes from Freethorpe Community Primary School won the Year 6 category, and Matilda Peel from Litcham School won the Year 7 prize.
Norwich Cathedral's cloisters are set to be transformed into the enchanting forest of A Midsummer Night's Dream as the Shakespeare Festival returns to the historic venue this July. The Bard's much-loved Midsummer Comedy will take centre stage for the Cathedral's annual open-air festival, which is this year on Thursday the 11th and Friday July the 12th. Set in a magical woodland world, A Midsummer Night's Dream is a tale of tangled and true love, where chaos ensues as lovers at war cross paths with a fairy king and queen at odds and a meddling sprite named Puck. This latest production will see the return of the Lord Chamberlain's men, the modern-day incarnation of Shakespeare's own travelling troupe of players, who last year entertained the festival audiences with a spellbinding production of The Tempest. The Lord Chamberlain's men will be performing the show just as it would have been performed in Shakespeare's day, with an all-male cast, full Elizabethan costumes and traditional music and dance.
A city pub that faced closure has triumphed at a national awards event organised by the pub firm with which it was in dispute. Last year, the future of the Brickmakers pub looked bleak, as lease negotiations with public house chain owners EI Group led to an announcement that the venue would have to close its doors for good. But now, after a rally of support from the public, the Sproston Road pub is on the cusp of completing a new 5-year lease and has just been named Best Entertainment Pub 2019 in the EI Group Awards. Landlady Charlie South, who runs the Brickmakers with Pamela South and Emma Rose, said, "It certainly is a bit of a turnaround, isn't it? It's been a very tough and emotional year for us, being distraught at the thought of having to leave, and then being elated and empowered by the amount of support we received from the public."
Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Alan Shirley. Derek James, in his weekly Norwich Through the Decades articles, shines the light on Norwich's electric past with Lawrence Scott Electromotors.